I'm not a conservationist, and likely neither are you. Welcome from the beautiful Irish coast, County Kerry. I'm Tommy Serafinski, and this is Conservation and Science Podcast, where we take a deep dive into topics of ecology, conservation, and human-wildlife interactions. I always strive to bring you diverse perspective on every environmental issue, examining their social and political aspects. And this is another from the solo episode series, which are inspired by you, listeners and viewers, by your questions and your comments. And just want to tell you that the regular interview style episodes are dropping on an unchanged fortnightly schedule every Tuesday, so you can treat those episodes as a bonus. And like I said at the beginning, I'm not a conservationist, and I said it because I was challenged a few times now on social media, of course, by some of you, maybe not some of you, but some other people along the lines, or I do more conservation work than you. You would never do as much conservation work as I do. Which is funny, because I never claimed that I do conservation work. I never claimed conservation or to be a conservationist. I have a podcast called Conservation and Science because we talk, and I talk with conservationists and scientists about conservation and science, but it doesn't give me any claim to be a conservationist. And I thought that this is an interesting topic that I might talk to you about, because there's a lot of people who claim conservation, they claim to be conservationists, why they are clearly not. And I give you a few examples. First of all, bird ringers. Ooh, controversial. I can almost see people clicking the thumbs down button and rage unsubscribing me. But stick with me, give me a chance to explain myself. What I say that bird ringers are not conservationists. And I can personalize that for you. Regular listeners to the podcast know that I had a time in my life when I was absolutely mad about shark fishing, shark angling. When the season started, I was at the sea every weekend, and that lasted for 3 or 4 years. As soon as the season started, late July, early August, running till the late October, early November, as soon as the reports showed up that the sharks are around, hell, some of those reports were from the boats I was on, I was out. I was doing it. And every shark that we caught was measured, measured the full length to the tip of the tail, fork length to the fork of the tail, and girth. These measurements were meant to facilitate establishing the weight of a shark, because you cannot weigh a shark on the boat that is rocking. And the sharks were tagged with a tug number and released. And this tagging program is run by Fishery Board in Ireland, and it's called Chart. We have a podcast about this program, and this is gold standard program for tagging sharks and rays, elasmobranch species. Okay, it is the data is available to scientists. A lot of research was done based on that data. Great program. You know, I would never claim shark conservation. I would never say that I'm a shark conservationist or that I'm doing shark conservation work. I just didn't. I was just doing whatever I was doing. I was shark fishing. You see the similarities? No shark was better off by being caught, handled, and tagged. Similarly, like no bird is better off by being caught, handled, and ringed. And yes, I do have all the tag numbers and the date and, the dimensions of the shark. So if it gets recaptured, typically by commercial boat, then I know where it traveled and how much it grew. So that's a thing, I guess, I'm trying to say. To be a conservationist, you need to work for the benefit of the species or the habitat. That's not, no bird or no shark is benefiting from being caught. another group that claim conservation. Hunters. Hunting is conservation. Hunters are conservationists. Well, no, they're not. They can be. And, you know, especially people from North America, from the USA, they like to claim that hunting is conservation. Every hunter is a conservationist because they have excellent regulations. Pittman-Robertson Act, Dingell-Johnson, where a portion of the money spent on the hunting tackle, licenses, etc., goes to conservation. But that doesn't make them conservationist either. They're just being part of the system. They don't, like, they would be doing going hunting anyway. So being part of the system that is conservation or is supporting conservation doesn't make you a conservationist. Make you contributor to conservation, but not conservationist. Oh, predator control. Well, another good one. You know, it can be conservation work. If you do nest protection and you out there, whether it's cold or wind or rain, and you out there, you know, protecting nests from overabundant mesopredators, and your goal is to maximize the number of curlew fledglings, well, I give you that, you're a conservationist. But if you're going with your buddies foxing, not conservationist. It's intention that matters. And so, again, you might be supporting conservation, you might be contributing to the conservation work, but it's not conservationist. And that brings me to the final point. Who else is not a conservationist? Members of environmental NGOs, okay? This is probably the laziest way to pat yourself on the back that you're doing something for conservation. You're just gonna spend $4.99 or $25 every year or every month, and I'm a conservationist. No, you're not. You're supporting conservation NGO. And another interesting aspect of it, which probably is that that's supposed to be another podcast episode about the conservation conservation NGOs. Something that Mark Avery said, I'm sure you know Mark Avery, in his book called Reflections, I think the title was, that think about whether those conservation NGOs are really doing conservation work. And I'm not dogging on conservation NGOs. I was a member of Shark Trust for over a decade, and probably half of that member of Irish Wildlife Trust. And they're doing excellent work for conservation and for sharks and for Irish nature. But again, I would never claim that being shark conservationist. I was a member of NGO, I was doing shark fishing, being part of a tagging program, not conservationist, supporting conservation, okay? So like with those NGOs, so my point was, just look and see what are they doing for conservation. Are they conservation NGOs or are they publishers? Are they just issuing a colorful magazine to their members and maybe organizing a meeting at Bird Feeder once a year or twice a year? Not conservation NGOs. They may be conservation publishers. There might be conservation communicators. But are there conservationists? Are they doing conservation work? Just think about it. Just think about it. And if you want to support conservation work, choose wisely. And likewise, if you want to be a conservationist, you got to do the work. You got to do the work as a result of which a species or habitat will be better off. If you're tagging or ringing or whatever, you know, measuring, submitting observations, well, you're contributing to a conservation. You might be, that might be classified as a citizen science. I give you that. But in my book, that's not conservation. That's not conservation work. You're not a conservationist, and neither am I. Am I being unfair? Let me know in the comments. Or maybe I'm, you know, the bar to being conservationist should be even higher. Maybe you should have a university degree to be called a conservationist. Let me know. I'm curious of your thoughts. That's it for today. And as always, thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. I hope you enjoy this new format of the podcast from the outdoors, the beautiful Irish coast. Probably my face is getting dark now.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoy the podcast, please leave me 5-star rating on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. This is great help for me and for the podcast. And while you're already there, don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. The link is in the description of the show.